We're in the middle of Simin Kuftes. So yesterday, before we started Kuftes, we spoke over the seemingly three-way contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch between Kuftes Yud Beis, Kuf Dalet Vav, and Kuf Yud Dalet Zayin. And we gave two answers. The first answer fits in beautifully, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't explain like that. Neither do most of the poskim. The second answer I made up myself, and today my Charusa pointed out that it explains, right, without getting into details, he basically knocked out my answer. My answer only explained part of it. It still leaves something unexplained. So I put my answer on hold. Okay, I don't want to get into all the details again. It was long, it was complicated. But those are three Sifim Shulchan Aruch that have to be worked through well. Okay, let's go to Kuftes. We did Aleph yesterday. Let's do Aleph again briefly. Hanichnas lebeis haknesses. One comes into shul. Umatz a tibur mespal. He's late, and the tibur is a milah shmonesre. Let's say by mincha or marif. Im yachol lahatchil v'digmor kodem shiagia shech tibur lekedusha. Let's say mincha if he can jump in and finish his shmonesre in time to hear chazar es hashat, the kedusha of chazar es hashat. Or if it's Mariv, and he's going to be finished in time to hear the Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei, Yisbalo, he can jump in and daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. Now the Ramah adds onto the Mechaber. There are two Amains that are of more importance than all the others. And that Vuha Din Amain Da'kel HaKadosh Yishumeh Tfilo, Dinan Ki Kaddish U'Kedusha. We learned that back in Sinu Samach Hei. Samach Vav, I think it is. And these two amens also, by mincha, he'd have to be able to answer these two amens also. V'im lav, if he's not going to be able to finish in time, because he came very late, al yispalo, he should not daven Shmona Esther until after he hears these things. Im ein ha-shaoveres, if he's not running out of time. If he is running out of time, so he has no choice, he's running out of time. V'im nichnas achar kedusha, and if he came in after kedusha, im yachol lahatchil v'digmor kodem shiagia shech tibur lekedusha, he came in after kedusha, so he missed the kedusha, or he already heard kedusha, or he came in before kedusha, he waited for kedusha. Great, he heard kedusha. Now he wants to jump into Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah, not so fast. Continues the mechaber. Based on the Gemara that we spoke out in Brachos Chaf Aleph, we mentioned yesterday, im yachol lahatchil v'digmor kodem shiagia shech tibur lemodim, if he can finish the whole Shmoneh Esrei, or at least get to modim before the shech tibur gets to modim, yispal, he should daven. V'im lav al yispal, and if he can't, he should not daven. We're reviewing Kuftes Aleph, which we did yesterday. Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sif Katan Hey. Vim kvar shama kedusha o barchu. O yodea shishma achaka. He doesn't need to hear kedusha o barchu. He already heard it, or he's going to hear it again. Ein tzarech lahamtin. So he does not have to wait for the kedusha and the kaddish, because either he was yotzei or he will be yotzei. However, mihu lemodim. When it comes to modim, afilu shama kama pa'amim modim betziva tzarech lahamtin. By modim, he has to wait, because we said that what's important about modim is not to be yotzei the modim, but rather cannot be that everyone is bowing for modim, and he is not bowing for modim. That makes him look like he does not believe that he's an apikars. That's what the Mishnah Berurah spells out. Tam shelo yei nira kekofer imeinu mishtachave, because the reason is he shouldn't look like a kofer if he doesn't bow down. Then he said, "V'chein the kaddish tzarich lahamtin." Now, kedusha is a kind of like a one-time thing. You're supposed to hear kedusha once in the morning, I guess, once in the afternoon. But kaddish, there's not exactly a number on kaddishes. There's tons of kaddishim. So this is the kaddish tzarich lahamtin da'elo kitzba. Then he said, "V'efsha could be that the kaddishim me'aleinu ve'elach ena b'chlazeh, that the kaddishes after aleinu, those really don't count." We're talking about the kaddish tiskada, which is the kaddish that comes after Shmoneh Esrei. But the other ones, they basically, he says, it could be that those don't count.
Well, I mean,
Yeah, so the question is, does he have to not daven Shmona Esrei because he's waiting to hear those Kaddishes to answer Yeshmir Abba? So the ones after Aleinu, he doesn't have to worry about. It means he can daven Shmona Esrei. But you're right, once he gets to Aleinu, we saw at the end of Simon Kuv Dalit, he would have to, he's not allowed to answer the Shmona Esrei, but he should be quiet and listen and be Yotze that way. Okay, continuing in Sif Aleph. If he can reach Modim, if he can get to Modim or one of the bowing brachos, only two bowing brachos, right? Modim beginning and end, and Avos beginning and end. If he can get to one of the other brachos, so if he can either finish one Esrei or he does not finish, he can get to Modim with the Shiach Tzibor, and he's going to bow with the Shiach Tzibor, and that's going to be fine. And if he has to start davening, why could they list Machgulot Tefillah Shachris? And he already said Gal Yisrael, so he's got to jump into Shmona Esrei. Okay, so he's got to start Shmona Esrei. He's stuck. He already said God. He saw, boom, he starts Shmona Esrei. And in the middle of Shmona Esrei, he has the Shiach Tzibor up to Modim. When he's at any one of the brachas in the middle of Shmona Esrei, if he's in the middle of the bracha, Yishche Imo, he should bow down with everybody else. Because you're allowed to bow in the middle of a bracha. And here he asked about, so he shouldn't take himself out of the Tzibor. It shouldn't look like he's a non-believer. If he's at the beginning or end of a bracha, he should not bow down with the tzibor. Why? Because he's not allowed to bow over there. Because only two brachas Chazal said to bow, beginning and end, avos and hoda. And therefore, you see that even takes precedence over looking like a kofar. That's very interesting. But that's what comes out of the mechaber.
What takes precedence?
Why does he have to bow with the tzibor? It shouldn't look like an apikoros. So we said, but if he's at the end, he just said, "Meverech Hashanim." He's not allowed to bow now. Oh, the tzibor is bowing. He's not allowed to bow because you're not allowed to bow at the end of a bracha or the beginning of a bracha. So it's interesting that we have two halachas going head to head. You must bow with the tzibor, or you look like you don't believe. You're not allowed to bow at the beginning or end of a bracha. Which, well, I would think that the apikoros reason takes precedence, and that overpowers it. But the Mechaber says no. Mechaber says you're not allowed to bow.
But then you should never bow because
what? You're allowed to bow.
Why bow? Bracha.
So you should take yourself out of the tzibor, right?
Okay. So if you're not going to bow when you're at a beginning or end of a bracha,
in the middle of a bracha.
No, you're allowed to bow in the middle of a bracha. Yeah. You're not allowed to bow at the beginning or end. If you're not going to
bow, and everyone's going to assume that you're at a beginning or end of a bracha, so you never should bow because everyone's
yeah, well, you just answered the question. Maybe that's the answer. I don't know. You're saying, I'm saying, why is it more important not to bow? I would think it's more important not to look like an apikoros. You're saying, because people are going to assume that he's not an apikoros. After all, he's davening. But rather, he must be at the beginning or end of a bracha. So once you have everyone on don lekav schus mode, so they never bow, and let's just apply the don lekav schus rule. Okay, Chazal did not apply that. They said, it's better to be in the middle of a bracha, it's better to bow, but if he's at the beginning or end, then he can't, so he can't. Now, we said, don't start davening unless you're either going to bow with the tzibor or you're going to finish. So, in the end of Sifkat on Yud, maybe we did this yesterday, I don't remember. When we come akum, Sifkat on Yud, second line. If he does not need to start right away, either because he's missing Sosman Tfila, or because he's missing, he said Gal Yisrael, he has to be Sosman Tfila. He is not allowed to start davening with the understanding that he's going to bow in the middle of a bracha. After Martidishal, then Sakala Brachas. Even though he is allowed to bow. That means we want him to wait till Shmona Esrei is over. Chazar Sashatz is over. Or we want him to get to Modim with everybody else. But why? Why can't he just be in the middle of Rifa'inu? The answer is we don't want that. Mishum. Maybe he'll quote unquote be distracted by his own Shemoneh Esrei, meaning he's not paying attention. Hopefully he's concentrating on his own Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore he's in the middle of Rifa Enu, and he's not thinking about bowing, and the next thing he knows, everyone's bowing, he didn't bow. And if he's trying too hard to bow and time it to be in the middle of a bracha, he will not have kavan in his tefillah because he's going to be busy. Busy thinking about when he's supposed to bow. Okay, I don't think we did this yesterday. What if you're in Kalev and they daven Nusach Sfarad and you daven Nusach Ashkenaz? Actually, no, we're not up to this yet. I take it back. I take it back. Okay, we just finished Kuf Tes Aleph, which we really did yesterday. Now we're going to do Kuf Tes Beis and Gimel. Okay, the Torah brings up the idea that you can daven word for word with the Shliach Tzibur. Dear Yeshua, in footnote 23, has a whole discussion, is that called Tefillah B'Tzibur or not? Some say yes, some say no, some say quasi, some say it's a 25-yard line, some say it's a 50-yard line, some say it's another 25-yard line. Everyone says something else, okay? But if you've come late, it's really the best option, since what we learned is that you have to worry about Kedusha, you have to worry about Modim, you have to worry about all these other brachas, and Kaddish at the end, you're really not going to be able, you're going to have to wait till after davening in order to daven. So the best thing to do is to start with the Shliach Tzibur. Again, that's the idea brought down in the Torah. And the assumption is it's definitely better than Yechidus. Is it as good as the full-fledged starting to daven Shemoneh Esrei with 10 other Jews? Probably not, but it's the next best thing. Okay, there are all sorts of opinions about how close it is. Okay, so Kuf Tes Beis. Imatzkel Espal of Shliach Tzibur. He's starting to daven with the Shliach Tzibur. When he gets to Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur, Yomar Imo Mila Bimila Kala Kedusha Kamo Shehu Omer. He says the Kedusha word for word as if he is a Shliach Tzibur. So this is a great way of being able to start your Shemoneh Esrei and being able to say Kedusha with everybody else because you are now functioning as the Shliach Tzibur. Okay, you finish Mechai Mesim, just like usually Bechidus, you know, right? Obviously Bechidus, we don't say Kedusha. But here, you're part of the Tzibur, you like the Shliach Tzibur, and you can say Kedusha. That's one of the big advantages. And then you should conclude Bechah Hakel HaKadosh with him, because that's almost as good as answering Hakel HaKadosh, or maybe it's just as good, or maybe better. You should say simultaneously with the Shliach Tzibur, when everyone else is answering Amen on the Shliach Tzibur's bracha, it's also on your bracha, because you're finishing the same bracha at the same time. You should do your best to do word for word, get to Modim with the Shliach Tzibur. Oh, because that's another bowing point. So that you can bow in Modim with the Shliach Tzibur and with everybody else. Hagah. Now the Ramah says, does not seem to like this idea. So, basically, the Ramah says that this Eitzah that was just given by the Shulchan Aruch, it's Bidyavid. It's only if you must start right now. But if you don't need to start right now, you should wait till after Kedusha. Now, it's a little bit misleading, because you not only have to wait till after Kedusha, we said, you also have to be able to Chab Shomei Tefillah and Modim. So maybe he's saying, start davening right away, and if the Shliach Tzibur is going a little more slowly, you'll catch up to the Shliach Tzibur and get to Shomei Tefillah together and Modim together. And then you'll be finished by the Kaddish at the end. I assume that's what the Ramah means. Okay, hold on. So let's see what's Bidyavid over here. So first let's go through, the Mechaber says to daven with the Shliach Tzibur. So here in footnote 20, in Dirshu, they bring down the, what's maybe common for us, we daven Nusach Ashkenaz, probably, and in Kalev, they daven Nusach Sfarad. So now what happens? I came late. I want to daven with the Shliach Tzibur. It's kind of a different Nusach. And Kedusha is very noticeably a different Nusach, because we say the Dover Dor Nikika Lachati and the Kedusha, they say Ata Kadosh. So what should you do? So what I understand he's saying from Chaim Kanievsky is you should daven with the nusach. You should do your best to daven with the nusach of the Shliach Tzibur until you get to the end of Kedusha, and then you can switch back to your own nusach. Which means the first three brachos are going to be nusach Sfarad, and the next 16 are going to be nusach Ashkenaz. And Shlomo Zalman is not so excited about that. And he says, no, you should continue, you should pick a team. And since now you picked the Nusil Svar team, you should do Nusil Svar all the way through. That's what Shlomo Zalman. So Machlokes Zechayim Kanievsky with Shlomo Zalman. Now, you're not going to have a choice unless you have a Nusil Svar sitter handy. And you go get a sitter in the middle of Yishmon Esrei. Okay, what happens when they get to Birchas Kohanim? You're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, they're up to Birchas Kohanim. So he says like this, if you get up, you're up to the same point, so Ravazna says, you stop, you listen to Birchas Kohanim, and you answer Amen after the three brachos, not the Birchas HaMitzvah, but the three brachos, the three psukim, like everybody else. However, the Chazon Ish says it's Aser. You're not allowed to answer Birchas Kohanim. You're not allowed to answer Amen. If he wants to stop and listen, he's allowed to.
He's allowed to.
Why doesn't
answer
Amen?
Everyone says Amen. No, but everyone's not davening Shemoneh Esrei. He's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That's the point. If he's not going to get mixed up, it's, I think, a Mishnah and Brachos. It discussed that.
He also says Amen.
Okay, I don't know. The Chazon says he doesn't have to stop at all. He is allowed to stop if he wants to, but he shouldn't answer Amen. That's what brings down from the Chazon Ish. Rav Ozan disagrees. Rav Ozan says he should answer. I don't know. I don't know. I only know what Dershu tells me over here.
He doesn't have to stop. Even someone who's finishing his Shmona, so he started with the Sibur. He doesn't have to stop either. You don't have to stop.
Here we're talking about where he's davening with the Shliach Tzibur, or even if he's not, this is what he's up to. He's up to that point in Shemoneh Esrei. If he's not up to that point in Shemoneh Esrei, he's not allowed to answer. He's in the middle of the 10th bracha.
Does he have to listen?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. I don't know. That's a good question. We need to know that. It's relevant. Comes up all the time. I'm not sure. Also comes up by Elokai Netzor. I'll get back to you. I've seen about this. I didn't register, and it's not brought down over here. Okay, now the Rambam says that this whole thing, business of davening with the Shliach Tzibur is only b'diavad. The Chachili shouldn't do it. Now the Mishabura says over here. Mishabura says cutting Yudal. Val the Chachilu. V'sefer El Yirab Herich Mikama Poskim Dafilu Chachila Merti LaHatchil Mashiach Tzibur B'Shava. Even the Chachila, you're allowed to start with the Shliach Tzibur. And then he says, "I am a chayadim for sure, and shachris to be makel. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck waiting over there between your shema and your shmon esrei for the longest time." Then he says, "Afil b'mincha yesh l'alka v'zayid tzarch ksas. Kein kasa b'sefer mayim Mordechai." Then, if you're going to get mixed up doing it another way, okay. Now, but it's very strange. The Bir Alacha brings up a chalkas magen from Taz. Look at this. Look at the Bir Alacha diber masla aval lechatzchila. I have a bugger from Matam. What's the reason? Zitzurach, I don't, Mamish don't understand this from beginning to end. I have three kashas on this, I don't understand it. Well, we're gonna learn this. Okay. I have a bugger from Matam, Zitzurach, Lishtok, Vilishmoa, Kamosha Kosa, Bereshim, and Kufchavhei, Rotulomar, Ve'ech, Yomar, Ba'atma, Nikadesh. Really? Only the Shliach Tzibur is supposed to say Nikadesh, the first line of Kedusha, and everyone's supposed to jump in by Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And here, if you're davening along with Shliach Tzibur, you're saying Nikadesh with the Shliach Tzibur, and you're not supposed to say Nikadesh with the Shliach Tzibur. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Ulefizeh says, Abir Halacha, Lididah, but we, the Nogim, Belavachi, Gataz, Lekam, Tzim, Kuf, Chavetom, and Nikadesh, but we, who are accustomed to saying Nikadesh with the Shliach Tzibur, or before the Shliach Tzibur. In Cain, Sulo Shach Lachmer was there, so it doesn't make any sense to be Machmer on this. Well, he says that the guy, don't dive in with the Shliach Tzibur, because you have to say Nikadesh, you have to say Nikadesh. But we say Nikadesh anyway! And she says, but really it should be like the Taz, and we really shouldn't say Nikadesh, and therefore there's a problem starting Chazar Sashat with the Shliach Tzibur, because you have to say Nikadesh. So first of all, why does he say Nikadesh? Why doesn't he just... First of all, why is he worse than everybody else in the congregation saying the Kadesh, which you're not supposed to, you're not supposed to do?
If they're saying it, then they're saying it. That's fine. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying you shouldn't say it.
He's saying Ikra Din is not like the Taz. Really, you shouldn't say it.
You shouldn't say it.
Really, you shouldn't say it. But we all do it anyway. That's what we do.
If
we're not to say
it. If you do it, then it's fine.
Okay. But even if not, why can't I pause? Why do I have to say that line with Shil
Tzibur?
Because that, yeah.
If you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei,
I have to be like the Shil Tzibur.
You're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu now.
Yeah.
Baruch Atah Hashem. You're talking to Darkat Hashem.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you're going to start saying Kadosh, 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 which is praise to Hashem, which is more klali. So you need to first introduce that. You need to introduce it. You can't just switch from Baruch Atah Hashem to Chayim Esim.
So why can't they be introduced by the Shliach Tzibur as Nekadesh? You want to call Shemei Kaona? Call whatever you want. I don't understand.
Oh, Shemei Kaona.
Yeah, whatever. Why can't he just pause? Like, I don't know. I don't really get it. I don't get it at all. Fine.
If he's doing Shemei Kaona,
but the Mishnah Berurah brings... No, but that's the whole problem. He's going to say Nekadesh. That's what Magaram says is the big problem. Taz does not have this problem. He says you're supposed to say Nekadesh. I don't get it. Okay. Right there. Now, we're running out of time. Okay. The Goyim say like this. Yeah, you say word for word with the Shliach Tzibur. Now, what if you're Shachris and Musaf? You're in Shachris, they're in Musaf, you're in Musaf, they're in Shachris. So, if you're up to the same place, you say the Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur, even though it's a different Kedusha. Comes along the Rashba and says, let's say they're up to Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh from Uvalet Zion. Or Kadosh Kadosh Berachas Kriyashma. That you're not going to say in the middle of Yeshma and Esrei. Comes along Beis Yosef and says, ah, the Rashba's Chaylek on the Goyim. You see that the Rashba's Chaylek on the Goyim, and it can't be a different Kedusha, only Shachar, Shachar, Musaf, Musaf. Don't mix and match. Comes along Dr. Moshe and says, what are you talking about? It's not related. My Kesher, as my kids are saying, my Kesher, it's not related. So that's the big Machlokes Beis Yosef and Dr. Moshe. Is there a Machlokes between the Goyim and the Rashba? Everyone agrees that you don't say the Kadosh, 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 Uval Tzion, and Berachas Kriyas Shema in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. But what about mixing Shachris and Musaf? And that's the big Machlokes between the Machaber and the Ramah, as we shall now see. Gimel, Yochid HaOmer B'Tfila, U'Kishyegiyah L'Mokom Kedusha, Hayu HaTzibur Omer Kedusha D'Sidra, that's the Kedusha of Avol HaTzion, Eina Omer Kadosh Imahem. Why not? She'eina Kedusha Shavos, because they're not the same. They're two different Kedushas. We'll see what that means in a minute. V'Nire Dehu Adin, Im Hayu HaTzibur Omer Keser, which is Musaf, She'eina Omer Imam Kadosh, because he's in Shachris. Ela Yishtok V'Yechavim L'Masha Omer M'Dishomea Ka'one. But just like you can in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei say the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh of Avol HaTzion, you cannot mix and match Shachris and Musaf. Hagonot says the Rama of Yesh Omrim, the Kedushas Keser, then the Kedushas Musaf, the Yochid Mispadel Shachris, Yuchal Omar Imam, you can do it together. Yishneim Kedushas Shemoneh Esrei, Kedushas Shavim, because they're the same thing, the Kedusha of Musaf and the Kedusha of Shachris, it's the same exact thing. The Chei nearly Iker says the Rama, Velopalig Rashba Agoinim Shehevi Bez Yosef. The Rashba is not arguing on the Gaonim. The Rashba is just telling us not to take Kedusha de Sidra. Why is Kedusha de Sidra different? So the Mishnah Berurah spells out this machlokes. In Sifkot and Tezvav, he says Uval Tzion is just like Kedushas Yotzer, meaning Berachas Kriyas Shema. Then it talks about Tam HaMachaber. Second line of Sifkot and Tezayin. V'tam ha-mechaber hu mishum de'ena omed imam b'inyan echad. They're not in the same inyan. Sheheim omedim b'musav hu omed v'shachar. Shachar and musav are not the same, says the mechaber, because that's how he understands the Rajba. Lo odiv b'avazeh mimayu omedim oz b'kdusha de sidra. And just like they're saying something else entirely. V'yafa gab da go'onim kasu behed yodim itzarif imayim. Even though go'onim say, you can mix and match the Shachris and Musaf, Sviru le Machaber, the Machaber holds that Rashba, the cost of Yochid Omer B'Tfila, Polygalehem. The Machaber holds that the Rashba argues on the Goinim. Aval Ramah Behagos Sviru le, no, that Rashba lo Omer le Kedusha de Sidra. The Rashba is not talking about mixing Kedusha. Musaf and Shachris are the same thing, it's the same Kedusha. What's different about Kedusha de Sidra? What's different about the Kedusha of Berachas Kriyas Shema? Shehu Rak Sipor Eich Malachim Makdishim. There's acting like a, so I understand it in my little way, is acting like a malach, and then there's talking about what the malachim do. In Kedusha, we're acting like a malach. You have your legs together like a malach, and you You're acting like a malach. The kadosh, kadosh, kadosh is ki'ilu, you're a malach. But the other two times that we do it, during Uvalot Zion and Brichas Krishma, we're discussing what the malachim do. But we're not actually acting like a malach. And therefore, in the middle of Shemon Esra, you cannot go into the kadosh, kadosh, kadosh of discussing what the malachim do, but you can jump into the kedusha itself, because you're at the point of kedusha, and Shachas and Musaf are really one and the same. Aber bestei kedushas mi inyan echa kagon shal shachas v'shal mosef evshe demode le divrei ha-gaonim lakach ein lidchos divreihem v'chein posa kapim gadim she'ein lozuz mizeh. So Pim Gadim and Mishabura back up the Ramah against the Machaber, that there is no machlokas here between the Gaonim and the Rajba. The Gaonim hold, everyone agrees with the Gaonim. Says the Rajma says you can't mix the kedusha where you are acting like a malach and the kedusha that you're describing, you're discussing what the malachim do. But that's not relevant to what the Gaonim said, because the Gaonim are talking about when you're in two different Shmoneh Esreis and you're both kedushas and those are the same, and that would be okay. You can mix those two kedushas.